Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go, getting underway with the Tuesday edition of... yes, the 5 o'clock Follies. And by the way, it's, appropriately, National Happy Hour Day.
Hour day.
Ready to get this party started?
Because it's always happy hour somewhere.
Every hour is happy hour.
Sounds like a party, baby.
Ooh, yeah.
Chug-a-luck, happy hour.
Ah, yeah. Kind of reminds me of being in the Pike House. Yeah, those pikes. It's happy hour every hour. The Pike House. 7 minutes after five, here we go, getting underway with the Follies, the Bobby Mack Show. You know what I'm talking about. It is the most heavily commuted, not to mention most heavily congested hour of the program, with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the South, the president and dean of Insensitivity University, where our speciality is non-politically correct studies. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, my email address, bob at 1063WORD.com. From the text line, oh no, Bob, Mark Sanford quit the race. What am I going to do now? Write in Jeffrey Epstein, who, by the way, did not kill himself. Bobby, regarding your good news story, very familiar with Saturday nights at Waffle House. They are scattered, smothered, but not covered. At least, not very well. Somebody hearing the Schneider Tree Care commercial, you guys, you never forget anything. You know, everybody sway to the tree music, as we do here in the studio. Bobby, just think how awesome life would be if California would just secede. Hey, Bobby, just left the West Side Library in Spartanburg, where the signage says, "This is a safe space. Racism, bigotry, sexism, and discrimination will not be tolerated." How about Islamophobia? Is that okay there? Bobby, whoever has the children has the future. Once said Adolf Hitler, leader of the Democrat Party today. Bobby, today a good day to see sunset and moon rise. There are better things in life to look at than CNN, BSNBC, and on and on and on. Yeah. Full moon tonight. Is that right, Moneypenny? Didn't you say yesterday there was a full moon tonight?
Yes.
Because it looked like it was verging on it last night.
It's actually called the Beaver Moon.
I beg your pardon.
Beaver Moon in Taurus.
Yeah.
She's nuts.
And if you're astrological, something's changing tonight after tonight's full moon. It's like the energy is going to shift.
Well, of course it is.
I don't know why that looks so funny from here.
I can feel the energy shifting.
Yeah.
Even as we speak, you know, it's on my radar. All right, so full moon tonight.
You're very cute, Moneypenny.
which, by the way, means, you know, watch out here in the 5 o'clock Follies, because the driving will be even crazier than normal.
And Bob turns into a werewolf.
That's right. To the phones we go without further ado. Let's head to Greer and bring in Ray here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Ray, and welcome to the program.
Bobby, it's Roy, but that's quite all right.
I'm sorry, it's what?
It's Roy.
Oh,
Roy.
Roy.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah,
sorry, Roy. My
Joe either.
That's okay. Quite all right. I apologize.
No problem. Bob, I have been studying the Democrats' town hall meetings, and they've discovered one very important thing.
What's that?
That is, do they ever get more than 100 people to show up? Or is this just the amount of people that are absolutely idiots that waste their time?
That's what I
want to know.
Yeah, and it's
that
a fair
bothers me.
It's a fair question, Ray, and I think part of the answer is some of the people that
not
show up, yeah, they are true believers, and others, of course, are those who are minions of George Soros, who are paid to show up at these kinds of events.
I knew it, and they've never published it in their 96% negative reporting that they do of Donald Trump.
Right.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah.
And I would like to see the payroll of a Democrat go up there to get 20, 30, 40,000 people to show up. Have you ever noticed that you never see a jumbotron going off when a Democratic town meeting so the rest of the Democrats would show up?
Yeah, and yet,
it never happened. And yet,
if you watch the crowd in Tuscaloosa on Saturday at that Alabama LSU football game, biggest crowd they ever had, and they put up the president and the first lady on the jumbotron, and the crowd was on its feet cheering at the top of their voices for minutes. But of course, you know, we can't show that on the Alphabet Network's newscast because that might it's going to send the wrong message. Yeah, absolutely it is.
One
Thank
other
you.
Thing, too.
Yes, sir.
Being a former individual who has experienced the California life, this was back in the late 70s, the number of homeless that you'd see in L.A., San Francisco, you know, San Diego is another place. All the libs want to do is throw money at it.
Yeah.
Now, if they throw money at the homeless, they throw so much that the homeless could be middle class. Now, they don't realize that, hey, I've got all this money. What are they going to do? Well, they're going to tax the new middle class.
Well, of course, you know, it's all about the optics, as you know, Ray, and they want to appear limousine liberals that they are. Well, you know, we're the party of the big hearts. We're the ones that are throwing. They've spent literally hundreds of millions of dollars, and sadly have not come anywhere near solving the problem. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here today. When we come back on the and by the way, that reminds me of a story that I've been hanging on here since September. The Democrat Party developed an elaborate multi-year operation in the 1990s that deployed thousands of activists to covertly mold public opinion, trying to use talk radio. According to documents from the Clinton Presidential Library, the DNC, with the blessing of the Clinton White House, launched their talk radio initiative ahead of the 1996 campaign. The program trained thousands of operatives, I should say. You've heard Limbaugh and myself have heard of these people as seminar callers. The program trained thousands of operatives to call into radio shows, conduct a surveillance of their contents, and secretly disseminate Democrat talking points while posing as ordinary listeners. Fortunately, we know what they're up to and for the most part recognize them when we hear them. Are you listening, Anthony? 5:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Quick break here and then be right back with more Bumper to Bumper here on Tuesday in the 5 o'clock Follies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Work, 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 work.
You are absolutely correct, Governor LePetitmaine. That's all we do, in fact. We slave away for 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday, Bob and the Bobettes here on the Bobby Mac Show. 21 after 5, ATF coming up. Amazing true facts on the way. In on the text line, Bob Alan Dershowitz said the effort to get Trump on any crime reminded him of Stalin's secret police chief, Beria, who famously said, "Show me the man and I'll find you the crime." Yep, I've quoted Beria on that, in fact, in the past. Bobby, I'm proud of myself. I just mastered finding the live broadcast. Way to go. Now I have to master doing this on my cell phone. Oh, and by the way, I was wrong. The author of the Murphy book is not the owner of Murphy. Apologize. It is available on Kindle, by the way. Yeah, Carlton Ring, a guy who's an Associated Press reporter in Vermont, wrote that thing. Bobby, according to media research, national coverage of President Trump, 96% negative. Glad to see the networks have been so objective in their presentation. Sarcasm off now. Hang on 1 second, see if I missed anything here on the text line in the last couple of minutes. Bobby, you really need to get a camera in the studio so we can watch you guys and your shenanigans. Bobby, have you seen the movie No Safe Spaces yet? No, I have not, but it's on my list. I would love to hear you promote it. I have talked about it even, in fact, before it came out. Bobby, I'll be. Just left CVS. Do you know they make DayQuil with 10% alcohol now? Yeah, what could possibly go wrong, you know? You think it's going to sell like crazy in California?
You'll either feel better or not care.
Yeah, you couldn't care less. 5:23 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Here we go. Time for Gary Goodvoice to do the introductions.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing, Amazing, True Facts.
And the Bobettes join me for ATF, as I always do. Miss Moneypenny behind the glass.
Konnichiwa.
And, of course, little Annie in the news center.
Bonsoir.
Yeah. Are there any Thanksgiving foods you're really not looking forward to? New study just asked 2,000 people, name the foods they secretly hate, but just still eat the stuff anyway, because you just want to be polite or because of tradition. Okay? Moneypenny, anything that you refuse to eat at Thanksgiving or choke it down anyway?
I really do not like green bean casseroles.
Boom!
Really?
You don't like them either, Annie?
No. I don't know.
We make a pea casserole, which is basically the same thing, but replace the green beans with the peas.
It's that mushroom soup that just, yeah.
You know what, though? If you add 10% alcohol, like in, we were just talking.
Three bottles of wine.
You're in great shape. Number one on the list, canned cranberry sauce.
I love it.
I like this, though.
I love it.
One third of people say they hate the canned stuff, but they eat it anyway.
It's fun watching it come out of the can.
Number two on the list, you guys are very close here, green bean casserole. Quarter of the people. Sweet potatoes or sweet potato casserole.
Yeah, love it.
You know what? Brenda makes a sweet potato casserole that I don't know what she puts in it, but it's something sugary and sweet. So I love it.
It's butter.
Yeah. A lot of butter.
Probably.
She wins.
Number four on the list, pumpkin pie. I used to not like that, but I do now.
Love.
And 19% said turkey.
I don't eat turkey.
Well, about 1 in 5 secretly hate eating turkey on Thanksgiving.
But I'm allergic to turkey, so I'm not going to eat it anyway.
Well, there you go. Now, there are, of course, those in showbiz who have experienced this kind of thing.
We could just buy canned cranberry sauce this year.
What?
No. I know you ate that sugary canned cranberry slop at your grandmother's that one year because she doesn't care about anything.
Watch it.
But we are not eating that junk in the house. This is a fresh cranberry sauce house, damn it. It's who we are.
I like the shape it makes when it comes out of the can.
So help me, Tina.
Sorry.
Tina.
Yeah, so.
Some Bob's Burgers.
There you go. Well, according to a new survey, 43% of people admit they've convinced themselves they had a serious disease after Googling their symptoms.
Yep.
When it turned out, actually, they had something substantially more minor. You know, I read a story years ago. This is like freshman or first-year med school students. Yep. You know, you start learning about all these diseases, and you become convinced that you have them. You know, it turns out they actually had something not nearly, you know, they misdiagnosed themselves.
I did it.
You did?
I thought I had acromegaly. I have a really big forehead and a strong jaw.
Do you have Mayo Clinic saved on your homepage?
WebMD is probably.
That's it.
Right at the top.
I got looking like a caveman and tried to find out why.
Yeah. Hate it when that happens.
I typed your symptoms into the thing up here, and it says you could have network connectivity problems.
Oh, no. Yeah, I had that once. Bad case of network connectivity problems. Annual survey found, white is the most popular car color in North America. My baby doll Brenda has a white vehicle. The other day, she went to the store, she was telling me. She's going to hate me telling this. And she took little Megan, our little Westie.
Who's white.
West Highland White Terry, who also is white, coincidentally, with her. And so she comes out, you know, and she's clicking the clicker. Hey, how come the car door won't open? Hey, somebody stole Megan, our dog, out of the car. Meantime, she looks several cars down and sees little Megan jumping up and down going, hey, what are you getting in that car for? This is our car over here.
Oh, no.
A lot of white sedans look alike, you know. I did that years ago with a Mustang over at the mall. Yeah. Hey, somebody hit my car. Look at that big dent. Oh, wait a minute. That's not mine. most popular car color in North America, white, 29% of the vote.
It's easy to keep clean because you can't see the dirt.
Followed by black, 19%.
That's me.
Gray, 17%. Silver, 11%. That's me.
Yep.
Blue, 10%. Red, 9%. Brown or beige, 2%. Green, 1%. Especially that baby poop green.
Yeah.
Please. And yellow or gold, only 1%. White is also number one worldwide for the 9th year in a row.
I like the red.
You know, I had a red truck. For a while, but I didn't like the color red. It was too fire trucky red, so I took it back and I swapped it for black.
Well, Technically, mine is volcanic red.
There you go. Thanksgiving right around the corner. We're gaining on it. The dinner conversations. Politics, sure to come up, usually leads to argumentative actions. There's one topic that might get people even more worked up, though.
What's that?
According to a new survey, the conversation topic most likely to lead to a family fight during Thanksgiving is... Wait a minute. Hang on. Wait for it. Long-standing family tensions.
Yeah, that's not good.
You know, I told you to get rid of that girlfriend. She's a loser. That's numero uno on the list, 46%. When are you going to get a job? Move out of the basement.
I'm not going this year.
Number two on the list is politics. Number three on the list, the 2020 presidential race.
Wouldn't that be the same thing as number two?
Well, kind of, you know, but you could talk about Lindsay and it wouldn't have to do with the presidential race. Right. Somebody's future plans. Oh, there you go. I told you not to marry that bum. Money, 24%. The behavior of the guests.
Uncle Bob's drinking again.
You hit the next one on the list. Drinking or alcohol may have been involved.
But that makes the parties fun.
Not in my house.
Well, until you lose consciousness, that's probably true. There you go. That is the Tuesday edition of ATF, Amazing True Facts, here on the Bobby Mac Show. 5:30, be right back here on the other side in the 5 o'clock follies, the most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mac Show.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Boom, 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 boom.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
I certainly hope so. Entertained and informed along the way. 5:38 here, 22 before 6, the Bobby Mac Show. Looks like sunset is working out there. I just see through the blinds a little bit. We'll have to take a peek. Looks like it could be a nice one tonight. In on the text line, Bobby, that car study just proves North America is racist. Absolutely. You know, it's more proof of white supremacy. Bobby, white car syndrome. I drive a white Rogue. After I got it, I was clicking better and better trimmed. That's got to be a voice to text because it, sorry, made no sense. Bobby, they moved Will Lewis to another state out of concern for his safety in prison. How much concern was there for Jeffrey Epstein's safety in prison? Well, you know, I mean, they had him on suicide watch. Oh, wait a minute. They took him off that. They had guards watching him. They checked on him every half an hour. Wait a minute. They fell asleep. They had security cameras. So they could constantly monitor his well-being. No, wait a second. The cameras went out. Never mind. Bobby, white and silver cars all but disappear in fog and rain, making it even more important to turn on your headlights. It is state law, by the way. Bobby, I hear J. Epstein, number 56, on the Clinton body count list. Yeah, Arkansas victims. I don't care who you are. Nobody has 56 friends who committed suicide. Bobby, white is the most popular car. I'm calling racism on this. Yeah, you bet. So, you know, we're still waiting for these shoes to drop in the wake of, the prelude, I should say, to Adam Bullschiff's Star Chamber trial to begin tomorrow. Notice the networks, of course, are going to jump all over this a la Watergate. They're going to give up the money from their daytime soap operas to go ahead and do wall-to-wall coverage, I guess. And by the way, if you're interested in hearing it, it will be streaming on our website, 1063WORD.com. Meantime, from Zero Hedge today, DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz's much-anticipated report on his investigation into the FBI's probe into President Trump's campaign, expected to be made public before Thanksgiving, and the outcome is alleged to contain several criminal referrals. According to sources within who are privy to the investigation, Horowitz's investigation into the Bureau's probe into the now debunked theory that Trump colluded with Russia in the 2016 election will more than likely result in the declassification of documents requested by senior Republican lawmakers for several years. They've been asking to see him. These are the same documents President Trump turned over to Attorney General William Barr in May, giving him full and complete authority to declassify them. Those documents will contain several classified pages of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act on former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page, exculpatory evidence that was withheld from the FISA court, the so-called Gang of Eight folder, which also contained exculpatory information, that is, information that would have cleared him, as well as the email chain between FBI investigators in the Russia probe and then FBI Director James Comey. That would be emails or text messages, rather, we haven't seen between Strzok and Page and McCabe and Comey and all the rest. Those emails also include discussions with lawyers in the DOJ's National Security Division. As previously reported, the email chains will contain information that prove the FBI knew prior to obtaining a warrant to spy on Carter Page that former British spy Christopher Steele's information in his infamous dossier on Trump could not be proven. It's also expected to reveal that the FBI knew that Steele was leaking to the media, but then used those media reports as separate evidence in their request for the FISA warrant known as Circular Intelligence Reporting. Circular reporting is when a law enforcement official uses false confirmation by making a piece of information appear to come from multiple independent sources. Horowitz's report is also going to contain evidence that the FBI handled Hillary Clinton's campaign differently than that of President Trump's campaign. Will reveal she had received a detailed debriefing from the FBI on foreign attempts to make contact with her campaign, will reveal the deep bias and animus those FBI officials had toward the Trump campaign, It's the most highly anticipated Horowitz report during the Trump administration's tenure. Because for more than 3 years, of course, the American people have not had closure or resolution to what exactly warranted this FBI investigation to spy on a presidential campaign, or for that matter, on a president in office. It will also, according to sources, weaken House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Bullschiff's current impeachment probe into Trump, as it will prove that his previous statements in support of the FBI's FISA info page was based solely on his bias against Trump. This bias, say Republican officials, continues with his push to impeach the president. If it's strong and it comes out soon, the Inspector General's report will do some real damage to the Democrats' impeachment charade. It would show that resistance bureaucrats really are conspiring to take down Trump, said a House Republican source. It would also fatally undermine the credibility of Schiff. Does this guy still have any credibility? Who argued vehemently that there were no FISA abuses. It will mean that, as Intelligence Committee Chairman, he's ignoring severe abuses for purely political purposes. No, not Adam Schiff. He's as pure as the driven snow. Or is that the driven slush, one or the other? Quarter before six here on the Bobby Mack Show. Quick break here as the sun sinks slowly into the west. Right back on the other side here on Tuesday.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah. Welcome back. Coming up on 9 before 6. Nice little sunset working out there on this Tuesday evening. What did they say the temperature was, Mighty Penny? Down to 38 already? Hey, you're going to have to put the sweater back on before I leave. 9 before 6 here in the 5 o'clock Follies in the Bobby Mack Show. I think we've all been waiting with great anticipation to see not only the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz's report, but also Mr. Durham. Because we now have been given to understand through the media and through releases from Mr. Barr's office that it's going to take a little more time for Mr. Durham's report because it is now a criminal investigation, as it should be. I mean, we've been hearing all of this stuff for years now as to what extent the most senior individuals in our intelligence agencies and federal law enforcement officials weaponizing the most trusted institutions in our nation for purely political gain. And these questions have to be answered and made public for the American people. Because if, as we believe, these senior government officials, Brennan, Comey, Clapper, et al., if they broke the law and abused the system, then they must be held accountable. And there should never be any question of a two-tiered justice system in our nation. But, I mean, you look at how Comey, as the head of the FBI, treated Hillary, where there were obvious felonies that she committed. And there she is still walking around. floating more trial balloons, which just tells you how desperate the Democrats are that that Hillary is now again floating trial balloons about coming back in. Meantime, they trudge on through the Iowa winter. That would be a creepy Uncle Joe, the hair sniffer, Pocahonky, Elizabeth Warren, crazy commie Uncle Bernie, all battling for the front runner position there. And now a new poll from Monmouth University shows the mayor of South Bend, Indiana is getting a big surge here. Here is Peter Ducey from Fox News with that.
It shows Buttigieg riding a 14-point surge since August in Iowa into the lead at 22%. It puts him ahead of Biden and Warren, who have seen their numbers shrink, and also Sanders, Klobuchar, and Kamala Harris, whose campaign pulled resources from all across the country to go all in Iowa, but is stuck in sixth place with just 3%.
Oh, what heart-rending news. So, you know, but look, they got nothing. Well, I mean, we're seeing their campaign. Their campaign is being led by Pelosi and Schiff. You know, the bogus impeachment inquiry. That'll be blasted all over the media tomorrow. I'm very curious to see how Congressman Jim Jordan, a late add to the starting lineup for the Republican members of the House Intelligence Committee, how he goes head-to-head with bug-eyed Schiff when they get underway with this stuff. Andy McCarthy, a former federal prosecutor, writing about this today at Fox News, said Democratic impeachment rhetoric shift, because you remember at first it was all about President Trump and a quid pro quo. You do something for me, I'll do something for you with the president of Ukraine. Accusing President Trump of quid pro quo to extortion and bribery. Now they've changed their tune. Say, Andy McCarthy saying this is ridiculous because it's not even applicable. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Representative Eric Swalwell, you remember he was in the presidential field for a while and he couldn't even get to 1%. Swalwell said the evidence he has seen from the depositions in the House impeachment inquiry amounts to an extortion scheme by the White House. And on Saturday, BSNBC's weekend host, Joyless Reid, told her viewers not to worry about trying to explain the cast of characters or the very overused term quid pro quo. Most people can't say it, spell it, or understand it. Reid said, what we're actually talking about here is not a pithy Latin phrase. It's something a lot simpler, bribery and extortion. Appearing on Fox and Friends with Brian Kilmeade, McCarthy said, every time I think we've gotten to the bottom depths of nonsense in this, from a legal perspective, they sink even lower. McCarthy explained that extortion is a domestic criminal law concept that has no application to foreign relations. Right now, we're trying to extort the Iranians, trying to squeeze them with the president's maximum pressure policy to get better terms. We're looking today at Israel for exactly why it's so important to do that. And everybody in the country with a brain hopes the president succeeds. And if it's extortion, most people would say, well, that's better than war. In foreign relations, what countries do to each other is basically say, what do I have to do for you or to do to act in a way that's consistent with what our national interests are? But, you know, it's all hokum. It's all a dog and pony show, kabuki theater, and all the rest. It's the latest coup, part two. In on the text line, Bobby, my mom makes a sweet potato souffle that is to die for. It's the toasted marshmallows and pecans that make it taste so good. You're making me hungry. No wonder. Hour number three, the 5 o'clock follies, has slipped on past. One more to go, though. Bonus hour still ahead on the Bobby Mac Show, including the Tuesday edition of Boneheads. and the deals.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.